I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A battle of wills continues in Sudan. I'll have the latest details on how it's affecting Christians in just a moment. Make sure you stick around because One Ministry is going to explain why TV is good for kids' spiritual growth and will help you find your place in the story. But we'll begin today in North Africa, where developments in Sudan this week are like a ping pong game. Opposition leaders counter every strong hand attempt by temporary military rulers. But Middle East concerns, Miles Windsor tells us, the Sudanese people aren't backing down.
They want a fresh start in Sudan, and they don't see it coming from military rule. They long for civilian rule, and that's what they're seeking to achieve as they continue these protests.
Sudan's defense minister took over when President Omar al-Bashir was ousted earlier this month and then resigned the following day. His replacement is also stepping down, along with two other top generals. Meanwhile, thousands of people are streaming into Khartoum, the capital city, to join protests at military headquarters. And believers, they're praying for peace.
The church has a huge amount at stake in this, given that they've suffered under decades of oppression and persecution under the previous government. So they're seeking citizen leadership that will allow for human rights and democracy to flourish in that country. And we can be praying alongside them for that and for their continued dignity and witness in this struggle.
Along with praying for Sudan, find this story at our website because it contains thoughts from a Sudanese Christian we didn't have time to share here.
He says, "My beloved fellow Sudanese, we thank God for the awakening of our conscience during this revolution as we walk together in the spirit of the revolution to have our rights back."
Next, this summer in Lebanon, many refugee mothers and fathers will go work agricultural jobs. But in doing so, they have to make the agonizing decision to leave their children alone in the refugee camp. It's often the only way they can earn a living. However, as parents leave home every day, their kids are at risk to accidents and child predators. Triumph at Mercy Lebanon is lifting the worry from refugee parents' shoulders and giving their kids a safe space with six-week summer camps. Nuna with Triumph at Mercy says their goal is to introduce refugee kids to Jesus.
When we teach them the truth and how much God loves them and is close to them, he's a father to them, when we teach them this, there's a sense of security that comes on them.
But Triumph and Mercy can't run these summer camps alone. Nuna says they could use Christian groups who are willing to pick up their passports and go.
I need teams. I need people who would be alongside us. We're just a very small team. And when we want to do all these things that we need to do, many times I rely on teams. If people are looking for a summer project they want to do, they're welcome to come here and just be the hands and the feet of Jesus on the ground.
Could your church send a team to Lebanon this summer and be a blessing to refugee families? Well, we'll connect you with Triumph at Mercy at missionnews.org. And Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. One of its channels, Sat7 Kids, has significantly grown in viewership over the last 2 years. However, the channel also measures its impact through audience feedback. In fact, it is this feedback which fuels the Sat7 Kids staff's work. Andrea Elmunayar, the channel manager for Sat7 Kids, shares some feedback.
From Ayman from Sudan, "All that I love from your program is the love you guys equally share for each other. And the gospel songs, I hope I get them on my phone. I greet all my friends in Jesus' name, and I pray that all of their steps are right in the path of Jesus. I also pray for the managers of the program. I wish success upon you guys."
The program is also bringing hope in a country facing multiple crises.
"Samira from Yemen. I'm 17 years old, and I wanted to let you know that I follow your program, Family of Jesus, as I like it very much. Greetings from Yemen."
Would you consider helping Sat7 Kids make God's love visible in the Middle East and North Africa? Pray for Sat7 Kids' work and for the children who watch it. We'll help you find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.